Light is wonderful, especially right now. I wish someone would jumpstart the sun, right? It's a little cool in here. It's the first time I've looked at my fingers and they're actually blue. But that's all right because I'll know all of you will be awake because you're too cold to sleep, except for Alice back there bundled up in her blanket. Light gives life. Plants grow because of the light. It provides food for everyone. If there was no light, there would be no life. It impacts everything around us. And without it, all of us would soon perish. It is by the light we can see the world around us. Light helps us understand creation, and we can know the Creator just by what we see, or at least have knowledge of Him. Light helps us understand, and if we read our Bibles, we open it up in Genesis, the very first command after creating the earth, it says, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. During Christmas season, we love to put up lights. I mean, Rockland has one of the great displays on Pebble Creek. If you go down there, you can watch, you can go to Starbucks, and you can walk it, or you can get in line with all the other cars and drive through it in the comfort of your vehicle. If you have never seen it, go see it. Why do I bring that up? Because we love putting lights on Christmas trees. We have our Christmas tree, and it has lights on it. In Canberra, Australia, the Richards family currently holds the world record for Christmas lights. Maybe you didn't hear about this in the news. But they have on their house and their property over 500,000 lights. They currently hold the world record with 502,165 lights, to be exact. The family first entered the record book in 2001 when they went over 300,000 lights, but a family in New York broke the record in 2009 and the Richards came out of retirement. They raised money and they bought over 31 miles of wired lights. And with the support of most of their neighbors, they broke the record again this November 2013. And on a side note, in case you're like me, how much does that cost to run? It would cost $2,300 to run it for 1 month. In fact, the guy said he had to, Mr. Richards says he had to go out and buy a generator because he couldn't get enough power from the local power supply. Why do we associate lights with Christmas? And what does light have to do with Jesus? Most importantly, what does the Bible teach us about light? And why is light so important? One of my favorite verses of this time of year is found in Isaiah 9:2. So if you have your Bibles open, let's open up to Isaiah 9:2. And it simply says this: "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness." In the book of Isaiah, we learn that the people of Judah had abandoned God. And that's who Isaiah was talking to. They thought they were safe in their city because they had the temple of God. God surely wouldn't allow Jerusalem to fall because the temple of God was there. They still performed all the fest. They did all the religious activities. They worshiped. But they didn't worship God. God was far from their hearts. And in fact, in Isaiah 1:13, God says their worship became detestable to him as he watched it. The people were not listening. And even though the northern kingdom, Israel, was taken into exile by the Assyrians, they still continued to consult spirits, mediums, all kinds of astrology and different things. They talk to the dead. They talk to everyone but God. Isaiah says they will wander through the land of darkness, dejected and hungry. And in their famished condition, they will look upward and curse their king and their God. Isaiah 8:22 says this, they will look towards the earth and see only distress, darkness, and gloom of affliction. They will be driven into thick darkness. When I look around the world today, I see the same darkness. People today are the same as they were in 722 BC. They were looking for answers everywhere but in God. We today, we consult mediums and we seek comfort in supernatural things. Think about all the movies and TV shows that are somehow about supernatural powers or supernatural abilities. We all want to be superheroes. And we're all trying to escape this darkness that we find ourselves in. And we're all looking for a glimmer of hope in something. The world is in darkness. And when bad things happen, the first thing that happens, the first question that always comes out is, why would God allow such a terrible thing to happen? Just like the people of Judah, they wanted the blessing of being in the kingdom, but they didn't want the king. Because of the people's refusal to listen to God, God judged the nation of Judah. And they were taken into exile by the Babylonians in 597. They watched the northern kingdom taken by the Assyrians. And over it took, God gave them 150 years to repent. And they refused. And they were driven into darkness. And what it means by driven into darkness, their land was taken from them. The temple was taken from them. Everything was taken from them. And they were taken from the land that they had come to possess, and they were taken to Babylon. Many people are wondering where, this is just a side note, a lot of people wonder, where did the three kings that we talk about, the wise men, learn about the Messiah? Remember, they were all taken into exile into Babylon. And I'm sure Daniel was in the courts of Nebuchadnezzar. Something was talked about. But they had watched the northern kingdom taken, and they refused to repent. But the story doesn't end there. God knows the heart of men. And thus we catch a glimpse of the future in Isaiah 9, when God promises to intervene. But in the future, it won't just be for the Jewish people. It'll be for all the people of the world. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and the light has dawned on those living in darkness. Isaiah continues, and if you keep reading down, in verse 6, you will read this of Isaiah 9. For a child will be born for us, a son will be given, and the government will be on his shoulder. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and his prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom and establish and sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. It will not be done by the hands of man, but it will be done by the zeal of the Lord. And as we keep reading Isaiah, we'll come across a passage like this, Isaiah 49, 6. And he starts talking about the servant that will come. It will not be enough for you to be my servant, rising up the tribes of Jacob or restoring the protected ones of Israel. I will make you a light for the nations to be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Isaiah 49, 6. And if you have your bulletin, you can kind of follow a simple outline on the back, and I encourage you to take notes. These prophecies were talking about the Messiah, the anointed one, the one who would come. How he would be the light, and he would shine into the darkness, and he would be the light to the world. He would be God's salvation. And so what do we know about this light that had come into the world? Some 470 years later, we know. Because John would tell us about him. In John chapter 1, 1 through 5, if you have your Bibles, it says this. John chapter 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and all things were created through him. And apart from him, not one thing was created that was created. Listen, life was in him, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, yet the darkness did not overcome it. There are two things that we need to know about the light from Scripture. And firstly, light reveals darkness. It is because of the light we can know the darkness of our own hearts. We can know that we have sin in our hearts. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says this, "Therefore, don't judge prematurely. Before the Lord comes, who will bring both light, what is hidden in darkness, and reveal the intentions of the heart." It is by the light that we can know the intentions of our own heart. Light also reveals knowledge. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory. 2 Corinthians 4:6. It is by the light that we have the knowledge of God's salvation. It reveals our sin, and it reveals the way that we can have forgiveness of sin. It is salvation was this life and was the light of men. So who is this life? Who is the Word that began and created all things? Who was this child that was born to us? Who is this light that we can live by and that we can see darkness and we can know God's salvation? If we keep reading John, you will soon realize that the light that was life is Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12. He is the only light, and he is the only way that we can know God. He is the only way to salvation. Jesus is the light. And why does that matter? Suppose you knew a man who lived in darkness. Maybe he lived in a basement somewhere. He had never seen the sun full on, but he had seen maybe glimpses of the sun through the curtains or something. So he was mindful that the sun was here. He knew it was out there. And suppose for a minute that you take him outside at night and you let him see the streetlights. And he sees all the streetlights and he sees the houses all lit up. And he is amazed because he's never seen such lights. But it doesn't take him long for him to say, "Is that the sun?" Because he starts to see the darkness around the lights. And so you take him, imagine you take him out to an open field. Like in August when you can see the sun, or the moon, I mean, in full view, a full moon, and the stars. And he will look at that moon and he will look at the stars. And again, he will be amazed because he's never seen anything like this before. And he will look at it, but he'll start to see the darkness. And he'll ask you, "Is this the sun?" Now imagine you take him out at noon on a California July day, and the sun is at this highest point, and you take him outside, and you have him close his eyes, and you take him out in the same field, and you have him open his eyes. What will he do? He will be overwhelmed by the sun, and he will tell you, that's the sun. Because there's nothing like the sun. So it is in Christ. There is only one S-O-N. And it is by him that we can see everything. He is the light of life. By placing my faith in Christ, I see everything different. I can know God. I can know salvation. I can know eternal life. In Christ, everything is different. My life has not been the same since the light of Christ came into my life. I see others differently. I see myself differently. I see myself as a sinner, and it's miraculous that I've been saved by grace. We see people differently. We start to live differently. We start to live for others instead of ourselves. We start to love differently. We forgive, and we live in grace and mercy. And we have hope, and we have peace. Because once we were blind, but now we see. And our hearts are filled with joy. C.S. Lewis says, I believe in Christianity as I believe in the sun has risen. Not only because I see it, but because by it, I see everything else. God has rescued us from the darkness, and he has given us sight, and he has given us life. Peter says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of the one who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. Jesus started his earthly ministry when he said this. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because I'm anointed to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the captives. And listen, and to give recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Luke 4:18-19. It is by Christ we have sight, and he gives life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's a famous verse. We all learn that verse in various ways. And we see, if we watched any football games or anything, we've seen the big John 3:16 signs. Tim Tebow had it under his eyes. We've all heard this verse. And we know from it, when we read it, that eternal life comes from the Son. And God sent his Son out of what? Out of love. And he wanted us to know him. But also, that verse, though we love to quote it, carries a huge responsibility to everyone who hears it. If you have your Bible, let's open up to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. And as we read John 3:16, we come down, we read just a few verses down we come to John 3:19. And it says this. This then is judgment, that light has come into the world, and the people love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who practices wicked things hates the light and avoids it, so that his deeds may not be exposed. But anyone who lives by the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be shown to be accomplished by God. Jesus is the light of the world, and in him is life. Life by which we can see and understand the world around us. And it's by his light that we can know God. And those who refuse Christ live in darkness, and one day will be judged. But what about you? You're sitting here this morning, having placed your faith in Christ. What responsibility do you have? What responsibility do we have as Christians? Knowing this and having the light of Christ in us. Again, let's open up our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And it says this, starting in verse 6. Let no one deceive you with empty arguments, for God's wrath is coming on the disobedient because of these things. Therefore, do not become partners, their partners. For you were once in darkness, but now you are in the light of the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the light results in goodness, righteousness, and truth, discerning what is pleasing to the Lord. Don't participate in the fruitless works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what is done by them in secret. Everything exposed by the light is made clear. For what makes everything clear is light. Therefore, it is said, get up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and the Messiah will shine on you. As you put up your Christmas lights this year, as you drive around and you see all the beautiful lights everywhere in your home, and in other people's homes, I pray that those lights would remind you of Christ. It would make you think of Christ who had come into the world. And that by him, we have life, salvation, and we can know God. At the same time, I want you to the lights to be a reminder to you that you're the light of the Lord, and the light shines in you, and let the light shine bright. And as you live in Christ, let the light of Christ shine in you. Let the world see you shine. How you live your life matters. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, that he has come into the world, that he is the light of life, and it's by Christ that we can know you, Lord, that he came and he lived the perfect life, that he sacrificed his life, was buried, and he rose again, Lord, that by him he defeated sin and death, and by putting our faith in him alone, Lord, we too will live as Christ lives. And Lord, as we go through this Christmas season, Lord, as we put up the lights, I pray that you would enable us, Lord, to be the lights that you want us to be, to shine in the darkness, so that people will come to know Christ, the true light. Lord, this morning, if there's anybody sitting here that has never put their faith in Christ, I pray right now, Lord, for you to move in them and that they would see Christ and they would trust Christ with their life. And they would surrender all to him, Lord. And for us who have followed Christ, Lord, I pray that this would move us to walk worthy of the salvation that we have, that we would be lights for you. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.